pain. It's like my dreams out of reach. This pain and all this grief. If you see God and you have to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain and you're so deep.
Yo, I'm Pastor Phil. Welcome to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets with my great co-host, Pastor Jay and Ruck Boy.
Yo, welcome back to Church on the Block. Pastor Phil right here with DJ Ruckus. What's up, Ruckus?
Yes, yo, what's good? What's good? Man, happy to be here this Sunday morning. We got some more great conversation for y'all.
Yes, sir. Pastor Jay, what's going on, man?
I'm good, y'all. What's up, everybody? Good morning to you. Glad to be back here at Church on the Block, y'all.
Pastor Jay about to be Dr. Jay. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on an honorary joint. One to come in the mail. You know what I'm saying? get an honorary doctor degree from the comic books or something like that, man. Shoot, all this reading. Also, man, we got our great guest right here with us. We got my man right here. What's your name, son?
My name Manny.
His name Manny.
Oh, you call me. You know, that's it.
What's your name, bro?
Jaquan.
We got Jaquan back with us. Yo, we are here, Church in the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets, man. And, you know, in life, man, when you are growing and maturing, oftentimes other people, they don't necessarily get that. They want you to stay in a certain spot. Let's stay with them in that particular spot, right? But you grow just like you grow physically, and in the midst of growing physically, grow spiritually and mentally. And in the midst of that, though, sometimes there are, people who want to pull you back from different spaces like that, man. And so we got these two young brothers right here in the studio who have had some crazy experiences being against one another. They were what people would say opposition in their street activity and stuff like that, man. But and for them to even be in the same room, be in the same area was in Chicago, if you understand Chicago, or just street life in that way, was not happening. That wasn't gonna happen without it being some other consequences happening in the midst of that piece, man.
Sure.
So
sure.
As these brothers have grown and matured, man, went through a whole rites of passage process, been together in their own journeys, man, have grown and matured. Went to Ghana with us for this rites of passage, man. They have now recognized that they're stronger together as men, especially as Black men, African American men, with new names and everything else. That they can rock. They're here just to tell in their own way just about their story and their journey, man. So, man, just tell us, give people a context, man, a little bit about what life as opposition looks like. Like when I say that to somebody on the block or somebody
a rival,
yeah,
like a rival,
a person that you're not seeing eye to eye with, or you had some confrontation with, people that you hang with, or the people you hang with not seeing eye to eye, some type of violence that happened over time,
yeah.
You know?
And you think people can like. So if somebody hears this for the first time and they're trying to understand it, like somebody's world would be like, you the one who actually came to my house and did this. And then now I'm rivaling with you in the street. It ain't always that person. Like you just mentioned, it could be the people that hang with him. So sometimes people don't understand why you can't just let that go. Like that didn't happen to you. That your crew, y'all on that. What would you say? What would you say to that, Manny?
What's your man?
Meaning that this didn't happen to you personally, but y'all all against them, right? Yeah. But
we all as one.
So no matter what it is, you moving that way.
Yeah, with my brother all the time.
Now, what if it ain't? What if it ain't the right thing? It don't matter? Like, you just know it's too crazy.
Hey, man. If it's right, it's right, man. I can't just say, no, I don't do it. You feel me?
Got you.
You know? So I'm like I'm talking like.
You gonna move as one. In that space. Now, do you think that as African American men, that somewhere along the line, man, I'm doing this to my brothers, man. I'm doing this to my to these other African American brothers. That made a difference somewhere along the lines, like in the midst of being involved in the street that way. Did you ever think of it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you know,
Okay, so let me ask this question. Before Ghana, did you see it that way? Did you see, man, whatever we doing to each other. We doing to another Black person, another African, another brother. And then after, did it change for you?
Like the trip to Ghana?
Yeah. After the trip to Ghana, did it change in how you saw how y'all saw each other or how you see other people who look like you?
Man, like, sure, hey. If it's personal, they say he ain't on that, he ain't on that. So you can't just up and just force him, you feel me? You're throwing the flag, I ain't, you feel me? I see you trying to be better yourself. See, you ain't on that, you feel me? But I can't talk for his other people, you know? Can't right. talk for them, you know? But it is what it is.
But you, though. You yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for me, when I went to Ghana, my first time in Africa, I'm sitting there looking at other people who look like me and like, man, how can I ever even think ill of these people?
Right.
It changed my perspective on how I view Africans or anybody who looks like us or looks like me.
Mm-hmm. So that alone is what we're asking. Did that make a difference in how you see one another?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man.
Help somebody understand that.
Because we was in Ghana together, so.
Ah.
So ain't nothing to do. Can't do nothing in Ghana. So you feel? They saying we ain't from here. We from America. So, and we had to, you feel me? If somebody, like I said, somebody trying to do right, you know, I ain't gonna force them to do anything wrong. You know?
Right.
So I'm gonna go for his word.
Do you think the experience of being with other, you know, Africans, black Africans who think different, act different, recognizing that, okay. This is a culture that I come from, right? And did that have an effect on the mindset towards another African American?
To me, it did though. Like, I don't like, you can put me in the spotlight and I'm gonna still be the same.
Okay.
Know? Some people try to change or try to put on a persona
because
they in the spotlight, you know, or because they being pressured. Me, I never cared though. Like, you could put me in front of my guys, it might be the same story.
Mm.
Like, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? Trying to change. You know what I'm saying? I still love everybody the same, but I got to remove myself.
Yeah.
And they know that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no secret. I ain't no tough. I ain't trying to be tough. None of that. I'm really trying to change.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But you got some people that's not. You got some people that is. And you got some people that's only putting on a persona because they feel like they being washed or they being tunted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
It is what it is. Me, I never been that type. I always spoke my mind. Like, it got some, like, my, like, the guys right now, you know what I'm saying? We not seeing eye to eye because we have a disagreement because of what I'm doing. They question what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like in a couple of years, all this not going to matter. So
right.
So why, you know what I'm saying? Why try to, you trying to make yourself feel important or you want to be big homie? Oh, let me get on him because he, you know what I'm saying? Like you, how does it going to make you feel? You know
right.
what I'm saying? In a couple of years, it ain't going to matter. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? All this not going to matter, man. You're going to be able to walk past a person. Damn, I used to be.
Right.
It is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to matter in a couple of years, man. Because, and again, like all the violence that's taking people away, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you going to do? Like, it's already, like, we already, like, transforming. I mean, I'm saying, like, our lives, we already dying.
Mm.
I'm just keep put on tape. We already dying. We already getting our lives taken, you know what I'm saying? We already putting money into these, not even our community. We investing in other people. Why not invest in ourselves? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And try to make a change, man. It's like, it's time for it.
Yeah.
You know, but you got some people that's not ready though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not ready at all, man. And, you know, this is me, you know, this is me. This not Uchi talking, it's Jaquan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is me. So. Yeah.
Now, what would you say, Manny, was one of the most significant things for you going to Ghana? Like, man, I mean, there's several different ones. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to talk about
I ain't going to say we ain't going to speak on that. We ain't going to speak on that. But, man, there's a lot of, we went to a lot of historical site trademarks. Like, man, it's crazy. Like, we went to the Auntie tribe, the Gold tribe, you know?
Mm.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was real cool. Like, man, they had gold.
Gold,
real gold. That's where the gold come from.
Right.
Feel him?
Chauncey Regis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get, you know, I need that gold.
But like, if you're going to tell your son about this trip, say when he gets older, can really deep.
So he was on FaceTime. Well, I had some service, man. I was FaceTime and he was seeing me down there. For real. I was FaceTime showing like, man, take it out here. You can grow and figure it out what you want to do. You feel me? I'm gonna take it out of you.
So like, if you
see it,
how old is he now?
He 4 right now.
Okay, so say he like 10, 12, whatever case, and you want to sit down with him and you want to share with him about Ghana, your experience. What was the first few things you want to, like, not, you're like, let me teach you this history. I mean, how, or it could be you teaching him that history. What would you say?
Man.
To impress upon him.
Africa is a beautiful place, man. We need to go down. That's free. You feel me? You know, you can chill down there. I don't gotta worry about anything. Mm. Your people is your people.
Mm. Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, when we got off the airport, Muggs was like, man, I don't see no white people.
None.
They loved it.
But
I feel like, it ain't really a color thing, you know. It's an environment.
They love everybody down there.
Right.
Yeah, treat you the same. Okay, you white. That was then. That was now. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, right. That was then. They don't, like, now they don't really. It was it. So
right.
They forgive. So.
Right.
Most definitely.
Yeah. No. I'm like a fly on the wall, loving these conversations. You know, as all the person on here who didn't get a chance to go with y'all to Ghana, I just appreciate being able to be in the conversation. I did want to ask a question because this word keep getting thrown around, this word change. You know what I mean? And I truly appreciate. I think it's real clear to everybody that y'all really want to change. But I'd love for y'all to give a definition or define change after going to Ghana. Like, it's one thing to say like, oh, I want to change. You know, you just go and be with Phil and T or whatever, go to the firehouse. And there's another thing to travel across the ocean to another continent, to another country, see totally new experiences, hear about, you know, what happened in the Middle Passage and our ancestors. How much deeper is the word change for you after that experience than it was before you went?
So change look like,
man, I ain't gonna lie, when I get there, I start to be more grateful though for everything. I start to be real grateful. You feel me? Like, they had to go through all this. Like, we had to go to this, the last bath. I said, they had to walk this far? Man.
Really?
We drove, it was a long time. That's what I'm saying. Man.
That's real.
Yeah, man.
But
change to me. Like, not from Chicago to Ghana, but from Ghana back to Chicago, change look to me look like different mindset, you know, different circumstances, such as like living, being on the block, you know, changing your you know what I'm saying, locations and the people around you. That's change. That's what change look like to me. Change is getting up in the morning, not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, thinking you finna fill out for a job application. Change is getting up in the morning, 8 o'clock, maybe 7, filling out for, that's change, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also responsibility to me. Yeah. So, you know, just going to, seeing all these, you know, Cape Coast, Elmina Castle, going to these castles, you know, seeing how many people they enslaved, you know, learning about how the Dutch fought the Portuguese, they gained independence in 1947, you know, all this, and just being able to gain it and come back and teach it to your children, man, is everything. Like, I used to be so, like, when I got back, I was cocky. Ask me any question about slavery, you know what I'm saying? Ask me any question about slavery, what a Dutch, I could tell you. So, you know what I'm saying? And it feel good, man, Like, I ain't know this stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we gained independence in 1947. I ain't know the Elmina Castle was a police academy. You know what I'm saying? That it enslaved 600 men, 400 women. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know these things. It's crazy to even know these things and going back and look it up and seeing the stuff that you don't know that you should have learned. It's amazing, man. It's actually breathtaking too. Cause who knew that I would sit down and learn these things, man, and be able to come as one, come together as one, you know what I'm saying? And put holes and stuff back so that communities can see the change in me. You know what I'm saying? I got a little excited that my fault. It's wonderful, man. It's a wonderful experience, not just for me, but even for the people that taught me different languages or, you know, stuff about slavery. It's wonderful for them too over there to see a brother want to come back to their roots and learn about their ancestors. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's wonderful, man. My fault. I was excited. I couldn't even say community right.
No, you good, bro. You good.
Yeah. I think the reality of what you learn and its impact continues to unpack itself to, throughout your life. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been to Kenya twice, we've been to Ghana, and it's still unpacking itself. Yo, Church on the Block, we're going to be right back, Manny. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Yo, you're listening to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets. Do not, you hear me? Do not touch that dial. Do not touch that knob. Don't unplug the Bluetooth. Stay right here with us.
Feel my pain, it's just so deep. That make it hard to sleep. You see God and you have to speak.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back, Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop, the church in the streets. Holy Culture Radio, Channel 140, Sirius XM. Drop that, Manny. What you about to say, man?
Man, what's the Kenya, man? Yeah, what's the Kenya?
Kenya can be another tribe, another.
And so it's like Ghana, or it's like way different.
What's to it? Okay. It's different. It's different. Mm-hmm. We went to Kibeta, which is like the Cabrini Green of.
It's the hood.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 2 million people in this project. 2 million. It's the largest slum.
Ooh.
In.
I don't know they in that going crazy.
If you imagine a room like this big, maybe five bunk beds in here, you know, because parents died because of HIV. And so you, the uncle, you took the kids in. They got three kids. You already had two yourself. So they just do that. And but the love and the support and what we experienced in Ghana with people caring for each other and people, that happened all over the place in Kenya when we was there.
Yeah, I want to say we went in 2016. That was my first time ever being on that side of the planet. And I'm with everybody. It's about 30 of us.
Right.
Everybody white or white looking, right? So you got Phil. They don't know what Phil
right,
is.
Right. I'm Arab. Right.
They got one of our other good friends, Vinny Lopez. They don't know what he is.
Right.
Then you got me. I'm the only one with the darkest skin there. And them brothers was like, how does it feel? And I said, man, for the first time in my life, I'm not the minority. Y'all lie.
right.
I'm the majority.
Man.
Yeah, feel like, I mean, you don't have to have act one way in a certain group and function another way in another group.
Yeah.
Be who you're going to be.
Exactly.
And it be respected beautiful. In that space.
Yeah, it was definitely beautiful.
Yeah.
And a lot of they like to sell a lot of stuff in Ghana. Boy, they sell a lot of stuff.
They hustle.
What? They grind. They be on it. I say, yeah, they ain't be one. For real. They make you getting their money.
It make you think about your hustle.
Like, man, I got to get down, man. Really be out here. They right. be out here. But right. you know.
Even the guys that was with us, they do what they do. They work at the cocoa plant and they got their own company online. I mean, they got their,
for real?
Yeah. Free A. Yeah.
And they all incomes.
Right. So they do so much more with less. We do so much less with more. You know? Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Right.
I need more. I'm going to do more. That's when I get more, I'm going to do more.
Right.
It's coming.
You think other brothers from the neighborhood, man, going. Now, we don't want to just pick cats up off the block and then go to Ghana. We want to go through the rites of passage. We're going through a process so cats can earn that and recognize and take value to it, right? But going through that process, you think that would be beneficial? You know, knowing the brothers, y'all know, going on a trip like that?
Like you said, it's a selective few. It's selective. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to select.
Ain't talk for everybody.
You got to select. That's why I say you got to select. I know some cats. I didn't interact with them to know if the right person touched them or if the right organization get them and get a hold to them, maybe they'll change. Like I can't speak for them, I don't know. But like I said, it's a selective, man. You got a selective that I know that'll change, man, that wanna change. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know how to probably. So
yeah.
Well, what you think, Manny?
I ain't thinking nothing.
Is it a selective few?
Hey, man. I can tell you.
Here's what I'll say. When Phil came to us and told us his vision, man, I want to grab these guys off the block. These guys that said they ops, and I want to put them in the room together for 6 months. I was like, feel crazy, man. He finna get somebody hurt. Right? I was scared. And I was just like, all right, okay, Phil. As always, I'm down with you. I was scared. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work, but he got a vision. I'm going to just pray, and God got us.
Yeah.
Because I've seen God do work with him, and the vision God has used him to put out there. So I saw it come to life when we got to Ghana. Mm. Mm-hmm. I saw you brothers. I was watching y'all a lot more than what y'all thought. I was just sitting back. I'm seeing y'all laughing. I'm seeing y'all crack jokes. And I was just like, it
for
works.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah.
It worked.
For sure.
I said, per se, you want to change. I can't, you feel him? You want to change.
Definitely, man. Then you got some, yeah. you got some distractions for sure. Like before I came to Ghana, you know what I'm saying? Like 4 months before I came to Ghana, man, I made a song, you know what I'm saying? And it probably wasn't a good song. But then I'm telling people like, man, they delete the song. Mm. I don't want nothing to do with the song. Mm. They sent out, I went to Ghana, I'm trying to change, drop the song while I'm in Ghana. So I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, you got some distractions, man. You got a lot of distractions. So, what that being said, I say, man, you got blessings in disguise, man. Mm-hmm. The devil could be, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, man. So. Yeah.
That remind me, y'all. Yeah. That's a good point. I think my question is, what do y'all do, or how do you respond? Or maybe you haven't had to yet. How do you respond to folks who won't let you change? Like, you know, and I don't even just mean people on the block. I mean, maybe people in your family who know you, or they know what you've been on, and you try to do something new. You know what I'm saying? How do y'all respond to folks trying to keep you boxed in who you used to be?
Let's hear from Manny first. Go ahead, Manny.
So I don't be around. I don't got time for that. I got to. Do what's best for me.
Is that hard? Is that hard to just walk away?
Sometimes, but you gotta do what's best for you, though.
Yeah.
So when you do that, though, you put something else bigger in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that
fill the void right there.
Right.
Cool, bam, right. Got that. I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
What you got, Jaquan?
I feel like stuff happen when you try to have one foot in, one foot out. Mm. Like, you trying to change, but then you still on some bull, you know what I'm saying? You still doing little stuff that involves you and your energy into bad energy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I gotta give it deep thought, but
yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, it's something that I've talked about with Phil and Pastor Jay, even me. When I made the choice to leave Chicago when I was younger, I knew I was leaving all of my friends behind.
Right. Well, it's not hard at all, though. You just have to remove yourself. You know, some people are not going to like it. After a while, they're going to stop getting in contact with you. You know what I'm saying? Say if they go from calling you every day, trying to see what you want, come kick you, and you don't pick up, you just let them ring or push them in. After a while, they're going to stop calling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to remove yourself. Cause out of, you know what I'm saying? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not. I mean, I'm gonna take that back. It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard, especially when you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
And like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got guys. They young. They rowdy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they rowdy. They rowdy. They young. So, me talking to them, man, get choked. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like right. that. So, I just move back. God, please forbid. They have to put. They got. Like, I'm not gonna say something bad gotta happen, but something gotta happen for them to. Want to change, you know what I'm saying? Because if they don't know what happened, they still going to be going down the same. You know, something got to happen for them to want to change, man. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to travel my people, you know? Travel all the people I'm with, you know?
Even everybody. If
you want to travel?
Yeah, travel.
Yeah.
You know, show them like, we can do this.
Exactly.
I mean, man. I always say, man, when you change your position, you change your perspective. You know, if I stand on this table, I'm now taller, my perspective changes. But if I stay on this seat, look like this. I'm going to be like everybody on the same seat.
The same.
Right. And it takes courage to say, I think I can stay on this table. Y'all hold me. Make sure. And then y'all do it. I'm like, oh, I don't never want to come down from this table because I know what it's like to sit in that seat.
Formation.
Yeah. Yeah. My mama told me, you know, you can't fall off the floor.
Just like, you know, I'm back to the man and ladies, man. I ain't going to speak over that, but yeah. I done transformation though. Now, I done had some people like, abbreviation, make the long story short, I done had this lady I was messing with, and she had it all together, man. Businesses, whatever. Nice house. And I done went from sleeping, you know what I'm saying, somewhere nice, comfy, warm to, you know what I'm saying, sleeping somewhere I didn't really want to be. So, you know what I'm saying, even if you don't be too humble, you know what I'm saying, you can backtrack and get back into the same situations if you don't humble yourself. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, when you in the midst of change and you get away, you say if you move out of Chicago, you get a good job and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, if you don't humble yourself, which is, okay, I got the responsibility of paying this rent, I moved away from these people, I can go back, but I'm not. I can, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's, you know what I'm saying, for a reason, good purpose. But being able to move away and get away versus having a mindset, I'll move away, I got away, now I'm finna bring my people with me, knowing they on BS, you know what I'm saying, that's backtracking. You're not, you got a weak mind, you know what I'm saying? So you can change. You can change and you can catch these blessings, but if you don't maintain that mindset or even humble yourself, then you're going to be find yourself right back in the same situation mm-hmm. you started off in.
Yeah.
Did you see people in Ghana, like what was the vibe? What was the spirit of the people? Like, from wherever you went?
It was turned up. It was turned. It was.
Like, when we went to the Kente cloth market, when they was making the Kente cloth?
Yeah.
I mean, what was your... What was your
that's like hard. It was doing. It was doing it though, cause that's how they get paid. So you feel me?
Yeah.
So they gotta do what they gotta do.
But nobody was bugged out because we came through. It was just
no. It was still peaceful. Working, still chilling.
You know, you had your hustlers trying to sell all the different things.
I said everything, trying to get everything out my body. Everything. I'm like, man, okay. They gonna give me this for all this? All right.
And when we went to the village to serve the kids, man, to work with the kids, man. What?
I ain't get the show to see that. No, they, man, they had me.
They love
had
us.
You in the cut. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Man. They had me. I was chilling with the people over there, though. Yeah. I tried to catch a goat. I ain't going to lie to you.
But you were playing the drums, though. We was playing.
Yeah, I tried to catch a goat, though. I really tried to get one.
Like a little pig.
It was me and Jeffrey, boy. I like, man, I'm going to get that.
The goat got loose
for me. Look up, man. We trying to. Nah, it's gone, man. It's running too fast. No, but it's crazy. It's crazy. A shorty from over there, he got it. He grabbed one. I said, man, he he grabbed it, man. He had to go in his hand.
You looking at y'all like, what was y'all problem? What y'all,
man, it go fast,
you
man.
Tell me somebody filmed this whole.
Nah, they ain't filmed. Oh, man, I was trying to get the goat.
See, he had steps he took to catch that goat.
Oh, in so a dope.
He had a vision already. He knew,
man.
He adapted to it. He been down there. You know what I'm saying?
That's my first day down. I don't know how to even react.
So look, in my preach, that's my preaching voice. My preaching voice. That, right. That right there.
Right.
What you just said, that's a teachable moment right there.
Right.
He had steps that he took so that he could catch that goat. Yeah. Just as the same way we have a vision on how we want to change.
Yeah.
Man, that's dope.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Appreciate that, T.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock.
You know, and the people in Ghana, you know, they've been free from British control for 60 mm-hmm. plus years.
British colonists.
Colonized, right? And so you find that there is a sense of courage. I can be who I'm going to be. I don't have to worry about who's behind my back or who got me on lockdown. That's what we need to be about, right? We need to live in that now as free men and women in the U.S., as black free men and women in the U.S. to live in that space like that, man. So, you know, this is Church on the Block. Real talk about hip-hop and church in the streets with Jaquan and Manny, DJ Ruckus, Pastor Jay. We'll be right back.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Yo, welcome back, Church on the Block, Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, channel 140. Back here with my great brothers, man, Jaquan and Manny, DJ Ruckus, Pastor Jay. We're talking about this transformational trip to Ghana, West Africa, man, and the experience that these brothers had and the deeper level of how that, you know, testified in front of other cats who saw them, and they have experienced themselves as opposition gangs, as or folks say ops, right? We don't say as ops, you say we're opportunity to grow together, man. That's right. Man, did y'all have some pushback, like stuff y'all put on social media and cats were saying stuff when y'all took pictures and did stuff from folks in Chicago?
Yeah, people wanted to know the castle that I was at, that we was at, and what was it called, and, you know, about the castle.
Oh, some history. Whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, some of the history.
But did they have pushback with y'all putting up pictures? Did they say, oh, y'all up there with so-and-so? And
yeah, I got those type of messages while I was down there.
Did that give you an understanding of, man, this is how my mindset used to be? You might have been saying that too a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and where your mindset is now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, I agree. But I just learned to block it out.
Hmm.
You know, I learned to block it out. And then even then I ain't had no connection down there, so I couldn't really care. I couldn't really see what people
ain't no connection down there.
Yeah. That's no a good thing though. That's a good thing.
Unless you went to McDonald's or something.
Man, ain't KFC. No McDonald's. Ain't none of that. Ain't no, they said KFC and Burger King.
KFC everywhere.
That's KFC everywhere. and they restaurant.
Real chicken.
Real chicken.
Hey, well,
real fried chicken.
Tell us how the food tasted. What was your favorite food though?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, I don't even know.
Ah!
It was so much. I couldn't get to it because it's really like the real food, like fish, man. Like, it's really a fish.
A full plate of fish.
Ain't right like how in America it's like fried like that. You feel me? It's like a real fish. I'm like, man, I can't.
So I like their jollof rice.
The rice good. You know, the rice is good.
He said I couldn't go to JJ Fisher. Said, give me three piece perm fried.
like how they get the fish, they hunt the fish, and they like they cook it right then and there. Like, that's how that fish was coming out.
Right, fresh. Now on the side, we went to KFC though. That chicken was totally different.
Man, listen, that chicken was like, that was like good, like chicken.
You couldn't even finish it.
You feel me? It was tasting like, man, it tasted like pure, like, it was like
white meat chicken.
Yeah.
White meat. Anyone know, I ain't seen no pink or nothing in it. I'm like, okay, they really cooked their food now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's, now, what about the hood that we saw driving through in different spots in Ghana? Like, you see a difference from their hoods and the hoods here?
Oh yeah. They chilling though. They ain't doing no. They ain't trying to do all that crazy mm-hmm. stuff. They just chilling with each other. Playing. I seen the people with iPhones and then I said they got iPhones.
And they out late. They was all time tonight, right?
I tried to get on one of the motorcycles too. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what you want to get on.
Yeah, man. I tried to experience everything down there.
And I'm saying all this back and forth though. You experienced it and saw it. It was peaceful. Like it was it was up late at night, kids all running the place, but nobody was tripping. Nobody was going in on each other. I mean, we're not in the culture to know if there was some tension or whatever the case is back and forth. But the reality is, that's a new level of experience.
Yeah, for sure. You know?
And to me, something happened from what we experienced in Ghana and a whole culture of how people are living compared to what's been taken from us. From Ghana, from Africa, right to the States. Like we are. I think we're not as strong. We're not as bold about who we are. I was watching Harriet Tubman the other day, and when she got to freedom in Philadelphia, the man said, "Walk like you belong here." She was in a free land in Philadelphia. He said, "Walk like you belong here." And she didn't walk like a slave, like humble. She said, "Nah," she walked with her shoulders back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that piece right there has been missing, especially as Black men. From Ghana to, I didn't see nobody with their shoulders slumped. They were selling bread or sticks.
I ain't see nobody sagging, you know what I'm saying?
Ah.
Yeah, I ain't see nobody sagging. I ain't see no arguments. I ain't see nobody down there arguing. I ain't see none of that, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I ain't hit no services.
And even if they argue, it was over with. Like, argument is argument in the
kitchen. It's just one argument, that's it.
In the kitchen car place with a free A, right? And they sell it. They sell it right
ain't
there.
Ain't no going to get nobody. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me go get my tribe.
What's yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me go get Kutubuta them. You know what I'm saying? No, what the hell, man?
See, to me, that's been taken from us. We're tribal people in general. We can't go to the store. We can't go to the store by ourselves. We got to go. Even if we both broke, we're going to go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they go.
Yeah, man. Man, I was walking everywhere down there by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel good too.
Well, it's just like you chill. You know what I'm saying? I know you just walking down the street.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I had a friend, like a strip. Like it was long, but it was decent to walk though. You feel
right.
Me?
You
know what I'm saying? I haven't walked that long, but you they so joyful. It's a club at every spot. I'm man.
Yeah, I was down there chasing though. I was down there.
We know you learned the language in a way that was a chaseable.
Yeah. I was chilling, man.
We get it, man. We get it. How was it that you say what you say? What's up?
Man, it took me 5 minutes to learn that. Once I found out what it meant, and you know what I'm saying, the face expressions, it turned. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to continue learning this. But it was,
you remember the words?
Abahiman Hahutasain Hafre Hussein.
What does it mean?
My queen, how are you? What's your name?
Hutasain. Hutasain.
I see you.
Yeah.
Hey, this man was down there trying to talk to the ladies. Hey, he said he's a ladies' man.
Man, I hit it with the same line. Different numbers though, but the same line.
Hey, we're still working with him.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I done changed now, though. I done feel back. I found me somebody. Yeah, I'm cooler now.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I told you that I was playing.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man, to see young, strong, brilliant, insightful, passionate African-American men standing on their game, standing on their life, man, living on purpose, walking authority on the strength of their character. Pack, right?
Pack.
Yeah. Now you got to continue to pass that on. Yeah. Got to pass that on,
definitely,
man.
Most definitely.
You know? What would be one thing y'all were going to say? Again, we've been talking the whole time, but
I know
you personally to the crowd, to the people listening.
I just want to say my change have been making progress and have been getting enlightened because you got some people that's been asking me how I'm doing such things. You got some people that's been getting in contact with y'all. I'm quite sure I'm not gonna say any names that want to change and want to work. I don't know if it's at the firehouse or whatever they want to do, but I got some people that been getting in contact with me like, hey man, you know, man, Teo, no such and such. I'm trying to be in the program. I'm trying to do so. That's how I know my change been working. And my younger peers been looking up to me because I've been getting all these calls about changing and how do I do it and can I get in contact with the people that's helping me change. So I know for a fact that my situation is trying to change, touching other people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been getting these type of feedback I'm getting. So you know what I'm saying.
What would you say, Manny? What would you say if you're going to give something significant to people listening to you right now about your trip to Ghana?
Man, a trip to Ghana, man, made me more disciplined. I'll be like straight to it. I got to take care of my responsibilities. Got to be more efficient with it. You got to be straight up with it. Like, can't go back from your word. You got to do what you got to do. Because I know me, I got kids, so I got to make sure they straight. And once they straight, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then once I'm cool, everybody around me gonna be cool. That's right. What I'm on, type of level I'm on. I ain't trying to stay in the same spot. You feel me? I'm trying to keep leveling and leveling.
Yeah, yeah. And the more we get inspired by people that we recognize that are like us from where we come from, it creates a whole nother, man, I got to get on my game. I got to go. Now tell me this, right before, as we wrap up, tell me your Ghanaian name now. What's your Ghanaian name?
I'm Kwaku.
What does that mean?
Wednesday born.
Wednesday born. What about you, Jaquan?
I'm Yao.
Which is?
That's Tuesday.
Yeah. Yo, Church on the Block, man, with two great leaders here. One day y'all going to be running this whole daggum show. Talking about things that are going on, man. Appreciate y'all. Know your journey is not finished yet, man. We're on this journey with you together with DJ Ruckus.
Yo, it's been great. I love y'all. Beautiful Sunday.
Yes, sir. Pastor Jay.
Yes, sir. Agreed. Thank y'all for letting me be a fly on the wall, man. Thanks for all y'all do. Keep living, fellas. Keep living and loving.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Man, it is awesome to see young African-American brothers, man, be so impacted by a trip across the globe to Ghana, West Africa. You never know, you know, in the life of young brothers, what will be their tipping point for them to recognize their own power, their own value. And one of the things I appreciate about our brothers and sisters in Ghana, the brothers who love the Lord, brothers who are on a journey, is the authenticity that they saw real people that looked like them, function like them. They saw so many similarities of how their own life. You know, we do this in America. Yo, this is where we get it from. recognizing that something was lost in the transatlantic slave trade that they have begun to live in. And when they come home to Ghana or any other part of Africa, they recognize, man, I want that back. I want that peace back. I want that respecting all people. I want that authenticity back from the roots of my life. And brothers got a snippet of that for 14 days in Ghana, West Africa. Man, learn the language, of course, and the young men trying to flirt and mess around everybody else like that. But man, we had no issues with these brothers in light of their own stepping into their purpose in that way, man. It's just amazing to see that level of transformation. You know, when we look at ways in which God uses all kinds of things to transform the lives of young people, we can't put in a box. We can't just say, okay, the way in which you're going to be transformed is going to be this way and the only way. I challenge you as leaders who are in this radio show with us that those you may serve, those you may know, those you may get connected to, don't limit the way in which you're seeing God use you only to a particular formula that's most comfortable for you. Step outside of that, whether it's bringing some young people to a service project, whether it's going and creating and building something, or whether it is an after-school program, whether it's taking them out the neighborhood, taking them out the city, out the country, allow that to be more seeds that are planted in their hearts and life where God can use those to transform their lives, man, and not just create a space where they are changed, because change, you know, you can go back to another shape, but be transformed, a full exchanging, a full shifting of who they once were to who God would have them to be, man, you know? And I think the more we're open to that, the more we're open to see all the amazing ways God is transforming our own lives and the lives of those around us without it being, it's got to be John 3:16, Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8, you know, John 10:10. It's more than that formula that we've been trained up in or used to that keeps us comfortable in that space. Let me rub these bars on you real quick, man. There was a farmer and his family that lived out west all their lives, out in the country, man. They were farmers for generations. But they had to go to the city to exchange some documents. So they got everybody in the car and they drove into the city. And they pull up outside this massive building where they had to go into. And the farmer says to his family, yo, stay right here. I'm not going to be too long. His son, Johnny, says, yo, Dad, let me go with you. I want to go. So Dad says, okay, everybody else stay. Me and Johnny will go. So as they go in, man, they go up in this building. And as they walk up to the front entrance, the door just open. You know, they didn't know it had a sensor and the door just opened. But the door opened, they was like amazed by that. They were like, oh man, little Johnny said, man, Dad, the door just opened by themselves. And you know, Dad was like, yep. You know, you never know what they got up here in the city. You know, mugs who are outside of that kind of world don't know. So they kept wandering around looking at the big pillars and everything else in this building. And the farmer asked somebody for directions and the clerk pointed him to a door and said, you know, that door right there is what you go through and stand in front of it, not knowing what to make of this door. And they stood in front of the next thing they knew, an old woman comes along and gets into this door, which was an elevator. They didn't know it was an elevator. They get into this older person, gets into the elevator and the elevator door shuts. A couple of minutes later, the door opens again and out steps a beautiful young woman. They were bugging. An old woman went in and a beautiful woman came out. The farmer turns to his son and says, quick, son, get your mama. He thinking that the door some kind of way transferred this older woman into a younger woman because he didn't know it was an elevator. And then it already dropped the older woman off at some floor and another younger woman got on. I say this to us, man, as a joke in some regards, because God isn't so much into changing us as much as God is into exchanging us for our old life to a new life. And I say all this because opportunities, new exposures give us and those we serve another mirror to look at the possibility of what life could be like, even in Christ, especially in Christ. You know, I'm Pastor Phil. Thank you for listening to Church on the Block, Channel 140, Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM. We'll see you next Sunday. We're about to get it in 24. We coming through the door.